Just imagine you're a 16-year-old and you've been stopped by NYPD officers. You have a little pot in your pocket and you show it to them. You get arrested. And then you enter the criminal justice system, not as a juvenile, but as an adult. You can be convicted and imprisoned at Rikers. At 16, 17 years old, you can be sent to Rikers. Each year, 50,000 children are arrested in New York State and treated as adults, regardless of the crimes they allegedly committed. As the ranking chairwoman of the Senate Judiciary, the Committee on Crime Victims, Crime and Correction, Senator Ruth Hassel Thompson has been working to change the law for marijuana possession so that it's punishable by a fine, not a misdemeanor arrest. She also works to change the juvenile justice system so 16 and 17-year-olds are not treated as adult offenders. She is requesting a separate court to try youth.
It took us a long time to recognize that we needed a separation for family court issues. We've come to the place where we now need to do the same thing in terms of teen issues. And so we're saying that, and everybody's so concerned about how much more money it would take. But our reality says that somewhere between $45,000 and $65,000 is spent per child per year for incarceration. You cannot tell me that if we recreate or reinvest in our courts that allow our young people to have opportunities for interventions and alternatives to incarceration, those costs would be mitigated. It would be so much cheaper, and we're not putting anybody at risk. We're not talking about putting the public at risk, because a lot of the crimes are misdemeanors, but they still have a criminal record. And if
you're also not putting the youth at risk by putting them into
adult prisons, which are not designed to handle the continued development that teens are going through.
Senator Hassel Thompson represents parts of Westchester and the Bronx. She says the chief judges for New York State are looking into possibilities for a separate juvenile court system. What this would require: training costs and court responsibilities. New York State has been prosecuting 16 and 17-year-olds as adults for more than 100 years.
When a 16-year-old was someone who was on his way to raising a family, they were seeking employment. They were not children, not by society's standards.
State Senator Diane Savino represents Staten Island and parts of Brooklyn.
And so here we are 100 years later, and our criminal justice system has not moved forward, even though in many ways we've expanded the age of childhood. Think about this. Young people can stay on their parents' health insurance now till the age of 26, right? So we don't allow young people to enter into a contract without parental consent. They can't go to the doctor without having their parents' consent. But yet and still, we have a criminal justice system that treats them like adults. And in almost every other state, they've acknowledged that that's wrong, and they've raised their age of criminal responsibility. We need to do that here.
North Carolina is the only other state which treats 16 and 17-year-olds as adults in the criminal justice system. Stephen Banks is head attorney with Legal Aid.
Our lawyers in the front lines in all five boroughs see every day adolescents who are being prosecuted as criminals for behavior that is adolescent behavior. Across the state, there are 50,000 16 and 17-year-olds who are charged as adults in the criminal justice system. Three-quarters of the cases involve low-level conduct that should be treated as it is, adolescent behavior. And the hope is that New York will join 48 other states in raising the age of criminal responsibilities so that children have a chance in life and are not left with the indelible scar of a criminal record, which prevents them from getting educational loans, affects their housing, affects their ability to obtain jobs, affects their ability to obtain basic public assistance benefits.
One of the senators has said that there should be a juvenile court set up, but in fact, the court system is already so clogged.
Well, I think the reality is that, as Judge Lipman has said, that judges need the power to treat children as children. Right now, judges are operating with a handcuff of the criminal law, which says that 16 and 17-year-olds should be treated as criminals when we all know they shouldn't be. And the judge and this group of people today are pushing for an effort to ensure that children can be treated as children by giving judges the tools to do so and provide rehabilitative services rather than punitive records for children.
A statistical analysis of children under the age of 18 who are arrested show that Black and Latino children make up over 70% of those arrested and 80% of those incarcerated. Hazel Dukes of the NAACP at the rally said, to increase public safety, we must work to prevent crime, not excessively punish our young people and set them up for a life of crime. When Ismael Rosario was 17, he was imprisoned. He said his experience at Rikers was rough.
At the time, as a teenager, of course, no teenager would want to admit that it's rough or it's hard, it's scary. But looking back myself, I mean, it is scary going to Rikers Island, you know, being in somebody's housing area, seeing other teenagers oppressing other teenagers, you know, basically extorting one another. Also, just basically seeing how the correction officers interact with teenagers. It's no respect. It's not, they treat you as if you're not even a human. You know, the way they speak to you, how they, what they tell you to do. And then if you do something they feel is wrong inside the housing area, they will put their hands on you.
I heard they make fun of the teens.
At times they make fun, like, you know, oh, I go home, you gotta stay here. You know, or if you have a girlfriend that comes to see you, they say something along the lines of, oh, that's why when your girlfriend leaves, she's cheating on you, or, oh, I'm going to talk to your girlfriend outside because I get to go outside, you can't.
Rosario is now a caseworker with the Center for Community Alternatives, one of many at the rally who now works with community-based alternative to incarceration programs. Those gathered agree that the justice system in New York State needs to refocus on rehabilitating youth and protecting the public, not placing children in a situation where they are more likely to be abused and to reoffend. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.